Welcome back. Two mortgage lenders are to cut their rates and have committed to extend cashback offers on certain home loan products. Charlie Weston is the personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, and he has the details. Charlie, the European Central Bank has cut rates 8 times this year, but banks haven't always followed suit. So who's cutting their rates now and by how much?
That's right, Paul. Yeah, we've only seen a smattering of rate cuts. Now, the banks will argue that they didn't push up rates all the way when the European Central Bank rates reached a height. But today, anyway, at least, and this is going to apply from tomorrow, it's been announced that EBS and Haven, which are both part of AIB, are reducing their fixed rates by between 0.5% on two products. And then others are going down by 0.2 percentage points. Now, these are non-green rates, as they call them, Paul. In other words, you know, if your house doesn't have a good energy rating, which is 75% of the homes in the country, these rate cuts apply. I suppose you could be, you know, it's obviously good news, but you could be cynical and say, hold on a minute here. It's been a long time since EBS or Haven cut their rates, and their rates were pretty high. Some of them were up to 4.6%. So it's welcome, but it was due as well. We were due to get this. We need to see this. It's good to see it. You know, because it's back in October. AIB was cutting rates back then, and so there's been a kind of a long gap here since its subsidiaries EBS and Haven have cut rates. So they're also committed as well to continuing cashback. These are deals where you get cash when you draw down the mortgage. In some cases, if you hold on to stay with the same lender for 5 years with EBS or Haven, you get more cash back. It can be up to €5,000 in cash back. Said they're keeping those going. They're on selected products, and they're keeping them going till December 26, 2026.
Around 80 to 100,000 people are coming off fixed rates. You know, it happens as people sign up for, say, 5 years and come back out again. What's the mood at the moment in relation to whether they should stick or whether they should change and float?
Well, you're probably reaching a point now where we've had all the European Central Bank rate cuts we're probably going to get. The European Central Bank is due. Its governing council will meet tomorrow. It's very, very unlikely, Paul, to cut rates. They've cut rates 8 times already. We may see another rate cut in September, but I think we're very close to the point now where if you're coming off a fixed rate, you know, some people have kind of been trying to hold out and stay on variable rates for a bit, just to see if the banks would pass on any more fixed rate cuts. Mind you, you know, Bank Inter or Avant Money, as it used to be called, they have a pretty good variable rate, which kind of tracks Euribor rates, the rates that the market charges. So, I mean, that's a good hedge if you're still unsure about what to do. And it's pretty competitive as well. But we're probably very, very near now the end of the European Central Bank rate cutting series of rate cuts that they've been putting through.
And just one last question. In relation to the rate cuts that we're looking at today on those two providers, you mentioned green mortgages are not included. Why?
Yeah, it's a strange one that because AIB have been kind of fairly cleaning up with very good rates on their green mortgages, not so good rates on the other mortgages. And there's a huge gap. There's a 1% gap between AIB's green rates, you know, they're very competitive, and its non-green rates. And it's just been making an awful lot of money on that. AIB earns most of its profits from mortgages. Green rates tend to be lower because it's a policy decision by banks to offer better funding levels if it's part of their green agenda. If you're taking out a green mortgage, they can borrow, they can get funds cheaper as well if it's for green mortgages. So there's a big gap there, particularly with AIB, between the green rates and the best bet. If you're thinking about this or you're coming off a fixed rate, do consider talking to a broker, because it's a big market out there. There's a lot of different lenders and a lot of different products being offered.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much for joining us.